Speaking about the washing of feet, St. John Paul II said that Jesus showed us in this act that to be a king, one must first be a servant. But to be a servant requires such spiritual maturity that it's really to be a king. It's worth noting that Jesus really never had a problem with the Pharisees enforcing the law of God. The law of God in the Old Testament was good. It was pedagogical. It was preparing the Hebrew people for the coming of Christ. Jesus himself, as the second person in the Blessed Trinity and the Eternal Word, gave the law to Israel. The problem with the Pharisees was they used it not as servants of the law and servants of the people, but they used it in order to aggrandize themselves. They used it for their own power, making the law work for them. Father Saunders and I today had the opportunity to renew our own priestly vows this morning at the cathedral with the bishop. Now, speaking of humility, I was with all of the commoners vesting in the school gym while Father Saunders, as a dean, had his own place to vest, special diocesan vestments. But just as Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, so too Father Saunders had to ride to the chrism mass in my Jeep. So there's humility in everything. After I and the other commoners joined Father Saunders in the cathedral, we had an opportunity to renew these priestly promises. And we gave our pledge that we would fulfill this role that we took on at our ordination with humility, to be servants of the people, to be servants of the church who gives us the law of the New Testament, the law of love. But all of us have promises to keep, not just priests. In fact, priests don't just renew their promises once a year in that formality. Every day when we get up, we have to renew that promise, that dedication to emptying ourselves for the people of God to the best of our abilities. But every one of us is the same. Married couples make vows to each other one day in their life, but every morning when they awake, they have to renew that commitment to one another. Otherwise, it becomes empty and stale. They forget that they are servants of each other. Parents have to remember the promises they made when they had a child baptized, and that they're a servant of that child, and that they bring them the good news, the gospel of Christ, not just on the baptism day, but on every day of their lives. And all of us, as baptized Christians, either ourselves or our parents and godparents for us, made promises that we would serve each other just as we serve the church. All of us have those areas where we fall short in our service of one another and the service of our vocation. Ultimately, our vocation is Christians. So it's a time to really examine where those areas are and recommit ourselves to overcoming those weaknesses. We'll have a wonderful example, a symbol of that servitude, at the washing of feet in just a few moments. But while that is a symbol of servitude, it is inextricably linked to the Eucharist, which was instituted that same night. And while it's a symbol that we see in the washing of feet, the Eucharist is a sign that is what it signifies. It's a sign of Christ, but it also is Christ, his body and blood, soul and divinity. When we receive the body of Christ, it compels us to act in his person as a servant of all. It's what unifies us, brings us together, and then sends us out to spread this word of service, service of the word of God. So today, when we come forward for communion, examine those areas where we need to go out and be a servant, and by being a servant, really be a king.